This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Diane's here.
Diana's here. She's not usually here in the middle of the week. Miss, let me go to school and get educated.
Yes. Sorry, I have stuff to do, but today I'm here.
That's
so
good.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So, Steve, did you ever figure out if all of Taylor Swift's Twitter followers lined up in a single file line, how long it would be?
Oh, that is a good question. I do actually know the answer to this.
Is that so?
Well, I'm surprised you put me on the spot right away about this, though. I was hoping, like, I'd have a couple minutes to think about it here and everything else like that.
Well, I mean, just to reiterate, the guidelines we gave you were 35 million people, and they each in line take up about a foot and a half of space, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So how long is the line of Taylor Swift fans?
It would be 9,943.18 miles.
That's a long line. I'm not waiting.
And that would actually wrap around the Earth 1.25 times.
Really?
Really?
Yep. And I did not do any of that math.
Are you sure it would? Oh, yeah, because, okay, I just did the math in my head. I was thinking about America, and that's like 3,000 miles. Okay.
Well, like 2,400, somewhere around there. I don't know.
Actually, I got a DM from Hannah. She was the one that figured it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Hannah would be the one to figure that out.
Well, then.
Yes.
Also, speaking of last week's episode, or the last episode, I guess, I finally looked up what vocal massage therapy was.
Oh.
Because you remember in that interview, Taylor was talking about getting it?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's a massage on the throat, pretty much as it sounds.
I think Adam needs it. Maybe he would sing better.
La!
It's kind of like a frog.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? It's ironic because I was actually reading Not Your Average Frog in the Throat at the time I made that noise. I think subconsciously that's why I did it. But
nice.
Fortunately, the vocal massage therapy worked for Taylor better than it has for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
Adam, last week you happened to mention that you were trying to name this particular midweek episode something.
Oh my gosh, I know. We got submissions. Augustine, our friend over at theswiftagency.com, he sent in like 5 of them, and I don't know what I did with them.
You lost
what
them.
A friend you are.
It's okay.
Steve, what did you see any of them? I know some people sent them in
on Twitter.
I saw
a couple. I mean, what was your original one that you were trying there last week?
Wasn't that like Swifties Unplugged?
Right.
Yeah, that sounds
like
so cool.
It sounds cool, but it doesn't even make sense to me. Like, and some people actually did say that they liked that, which, I mean, it was cool. I'm with you on that. But seriously, if we want to do Swifties Unplugged, I will unplug my headset and my computer right now, and we'll see how good this podcast sounds.
Steve will take it literally.
Right.
I think that name almost sounds like a late night talk show, like Swifties Unplugged. Like, doesn't it sound sexier?
I wouldn't call a podcast about Taylor Swift sexy by any means, but
I would.
Like maybe a Swifty late night podcast or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, why don't we get to the point of this episode?
What is that, Adam?
Which is answering random questions.
From Ask FM.
Yes, your questions. Answering your questions on Taylor Talk. So there's one that I pulled that I thought was really interesting, and I like it. So the question is, if you could live in a Taylor Swift song, which would it be and why?
Mm. I would live in Love Story because...
Oh, God, seriously?
Why are you scoffing?
Oh, my gosh.
Let her at least finish.
Okay.
Why are you, like,
Okay, finish,
I want to know what your beef is with that song.
I don't have a beef with that song. That's just, like, the most obvious answer. Because that's,
well,
like, the ultimate happy story fairy tale.
Well, do I want to live in Last Kiss? No. Like, I want to live in some place, like... Of all of her songs, that's the happiest, that's the most magical, and I don't think that's a bad thing to want. So, that.
Okay, so what's your reasoning? Was that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, then. Is that the only song that you would see yourself living in?
Mm, How about you ask Steve and I'll think about it.
Steve, what did you come up with?
Can I live in Hey Steven?
Come on!
I know, there got to be something.
Jeez, first Diane with Love Story and you with Hey Steven. I should be like, hey, I'm going to live in Enchanted.
That's probably what you're going to say.
That's not. I wrote down a couple songs. I wrote down a couple songs for myself that were not Enchanted.
Uh-huh. Okay, Adam, why don't you share with the class?
Okay, students. Okay, all right, so the first one I picked was Safe and Sound because, you know, I'm a total archer. No, I'm just kidding.
That was
kidding.
Funny.
Ouch. Okay. No, so Safe and Sound, the one I actually legitimately picked was Starlight.
It's a good choice.
See, Adam, isn't that song magical and it has a happy ending and it's just as happy as Love Story?
I mean, yeah, but Starlight's far more realistic. It's not like hanging Rapunzel's hair from a balcony. It's like two people on a date.
She doesn't talk about Rapunzel and Love Story. It's Romeo and Juliet.
It's all the same thing, Diane.
Whatever.
It's all about some girl in a balcony and some guy. That is like her knight in shining armor. That's it. But no, Starlight, though, it's different. It's semi-biographical. Sort of. It's based on Bobby and Ethel Kennedy, of course. And they're going
the
on...
the reason that they met is not, like, the song at all.
No, but... no. The song was a made-up story based on a photo of them from when they were young. But the whole idea is that it could be real. I mean, it's two young people on a date.
Right.
And falling in love.
Right.
So I like that one better.
Okay.
Steve, that's did you fair. Come up with a real one, or was Hey Steve in it?
No. I mean, there's a lot of great ones out there. I'm going to go kind of old school. Mary's Song.
Mary's Song!
Oh, that's perfect! I didn't even think about that.
Steve, is it because you're getting close in age to the people at the end of Mary's Song?
Adam, you jerk.
I'll be 87, and you'll be 89.
Actually, you would be the one that's 89, isn't the...
Yes, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Well, it depends on if Steve marries older or younger.
No, I'm talking about in the song, the male character is the one that's 2 years older.
Yeah.
I'm being a little literal at this point. But Steve, would you like to give us your explanation as to why you would live in Mary's Song?
Because I think it's a great one that actually covers like when you're very young to when you're very old. I mean, a lot of the songs are like just a little piece in time. Like that would be like the perfect life to have where, you know, to grow old with someone, everything else like that. I think it's just like, that's the perfect, that's what people want is find their soulmate and, you know, grow up together.
Yeah.
Yep. Ooh, do you know what's a great one? What would be a great one to live in if it's anything like the music video?
Cold as You.
This is a music video.
that would be a good one for Adam.
It'd be awful.
Steve is so rude.
It would be raining all the time.
Uh-huh. Steve is so rude.
Mm-hmm. You want to be on the outside then?
No, I was going to say, shut up, Steve. I was going to say that on the, if you're looking at the music video, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together would be a great one to live in the music video because that's pretty cool with the animals.
That would be.
But the song is still.
I said the music video, Diane, not the song in this case. I know I'm changing gears a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Okay, well, if we're going to talk about which music videos you'd want to live in, I would say mine.
We take a moment. We take a moment for intermission from Taylor Talk. Look, Diane, stop harassing me, okay?
What?
I don't know. I'm giving you a hard time. There are no intermissions in Taylor Talk.
Totally
I was making it up.
Excuse me. I was about to talk about mine and yeah.
Hey, Diane.
I don't know what to do now.
Diane.
What?
Who do you call when you need your pants hemmed quickly?
Oh my God, Taylor.
Taylor Swift. You get it? Because Taylor and Swift. It's like Taylor the Close Fast.
I got that one.
Yeah, that one was actually texted to us from someone who lives in Rhode Island that didn't give their name, so they are known as Rhode Island now.
It's a good state. Maybe they're neighbors with Taylor.
Okay. This intermission has been brought to you by Rhode Island. Now back to your primary programming. Diane, you were saying?
About mine.
I was talking about the Mind video, and I was just saying how that would be a nice video to live in because, I don't know, I mean, I guess it's tired, but I keep saying this, it's happy. And Maine is gorgeous. I have never been there, but it looks like a nice place to visit.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Steve, do you have one you want to live in?
Hours. No.
No.
Hours at the end when they get together, back together.
I mean, it is in Nashville. We all love Nashville, right?
Oh, I wasn't talking about the video. I was back on the song again.
You keep just jumping around.
You're
I can't help
confusing
it.
this
That's how my
podcast.
mind works. It goes up and back.
He's multitasking.
I'm
No,
actually,
he's
to be
not. He's
honest,
switch
I'm
testing.
on TaylorSwift.com right now, just scrolling up and down on the music page. And as I see a song I like, I just sort of scream it out whether or not I want to live in it or not. Stay, stay, stay. That would be a great one to live in.
That would be.
That'd be kind of cool.
That one is fun
That song is so
because
cute.
as long as nobody throws their cell phone at my head.
I think they have to, though. That's how the song goes.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, no. Our song would be a good one too.
Steve, we don't have a song.
That's
for our
why Taylor wrote
romance.
this song, because she didn't have a song with her boyfriend.
Oh,
And now you
Steve
guys
is
can
not
have a
my
song for your
boyfriend, Diane.
bromance.
I think this question's kind of like dried up now. I need to find another one somewhere on the
Okay.
Ask FM. Have you guys seen any of them? No.
I still can't log
I
into
saw a lot that
it.
were really nice about me, but we don't have to talk about those.
Oh, we should talk about those.
There's
You're
nothing.
allowed to. It's this. There's
There's
no.
nothing to say. They were just very complimentary.
Well, then, what? You know, you
Someone
saw
said,
it.
okay, this person said, Diane is so smart and pretty. I think she should do the show alone.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
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 So welcome to Taylor Talk. I'm Diane. Crickets. Okay, can you come back?
All right,
Okay,
we're back.
We're
We're
back.
back.
Hi. Thank you.
You know what? Here's one that I would like to answer, even though it's not really up for discussion, but just because someone asked it. They asked, is there any way to listen to the episodes from the very first one? Because on iTunes, the earliest one is the 39th episode. And the short answer to that is yes. They're all on TaylorTalk.org. There's nothing more I have to say about that.
You know what we should do, Adam, on the
Diane, I'm
website?
already working on it, but I wasn't going to say it yet.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Just kidding. Continue.
I mean, I guess I can say it. Because this is the preemptive version of me saying it, but it's not ready yet, so nobody's allowed to actually go look at this yet. But you know how recently we've been doing TaylorTalk.org/episode and then the number? I'm going to go through on a weekend when I'm very, very bored and number every single episode. So that way, if you want one of the early episodes, you'll be able to be like taylortalk.org/episode 1, and you'll be able to go straight to episode one.
Ooh.
I just figured it's going to take me, well, probably several hours to do that, so I don't feel like doing it right now.
Well, you should start soon because we're only going to have more shows. Well, actually, you know what? It doesn't really matter, does it?
No, because the new ones, we do it as we go now.
That's true.
So if you guys are looking for the show notes for this one, where will you find it? TaylorTalk.org/episode 90.
Wow.
Yeah. See how it simplifies that so much? Because we do tend to talk a lot about things on these episodes. And, you know, if we're like, oh, yeah, like the Bobby Bones interview, and you guys haven't heard it yet, it's so easy for you to go to TaylorTalk.org/episode 89.
And the video's right there for you.
And it's there.
So handy.
Hey, what's this on Ask FM saying that the Batman voice is creepy and scary? No.
Apparently it's not as scary as my voice. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, no, your voice is pretty scary.
No one's ever told me that before in my entire life that I had a scary voice, and now one of our listeners says it, and I don't
How
know who
to
I
take
am
I don't
anymore.
know who it is.
No.
So you know what? Here's a question for you guys. It was you know, talked about in these blog sites and stuff about this near run-in with John Mayer and Taylor at Disneyland. Was Taylor actually at Disneyland? Like, I have not seen pictures of that at all.
Rumor has it she was at Disneyland earlier. I saw a photo on Tumblr of her and John Mayer near the castle, but it looked photoshopped to me, so I didn't buy it.
Really?
Yeah, but we can look it up on the internet real quick.
Look it up on the
Taylor
Google machine. The
Swift,
Google machines.
Disneyland.
Oh, here's a question for Steve on Ask
No, I
FM.
don't see anything.
Got a question for Steve on Ask FM.
Okay.
How old is everyone?
Oh. Ah.
22.
Yee. Old. Just old. We'll just go with that. Older than Adam, older than Diane.
Oh, here's a question, which I mean, we've talked about in some capacity or another before, but for the sake of filling space while Diane looks up the Disneyland thing.
I did, but there's not very many pictures, and the only one I found doesn't even look like her. So let's just move on. Let's forget this happened.
Okay, well, there is a question on here. People hate on Taylor Swift because they can't find anything bad about her to talk about. I think media should focus on her good and amazing qualities instead of doing rumors. What do you think?
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
that's not what media does.
That's like, what is this? Diane, you are submitting these.
what?
A new question. I love you, Diane. You are my biggest inspiration besides Taylor.
I swear to God, I didn't do it.
You
I
submitted that.
swear.
I'm sorry, Steve. I interrupted you there. Please
Oh my God,
continue.
that's so funny. Okay, sorry. Back to the
That
show.
literally just came up as I was speaking.
Really?
Yeah.
I
Well,
swear I didn't.
wasn't me either. Just want to get that out of the way.
Okay, Steve, so sorry. You were saying the media just doesn't do that.
The media, it's all about what's bad. That's what's always gets pointed out. That's across the board. It doesn't even have to be specific to Taylor. It's like, oh, what can we dig up on this person and that person? You have stuff like TMZ that not too long ago didn't even exist, and now it's like, they're watching celebrities' every move, and every time that they get arrested or do something bad or whatever, it's like it's big news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, scandals are what are enticing. That's what people want to hear in general. And unfortunately, in the grand scheme of the world, the Swiftie community is still relatively small. You know what I mean? Relative to the general global population. You know, like her 35 million followers on Twitter versus the 7 billion people on the planet. You know, things like that. But, that's just kind of my opinion. You know, for us, we are put off by it, but for most people, they're like, ooh, a scandal.
Yeah, you see, I mean, that's a lot of it's how they sell magazines. I mean, there's been many cases where, they put such and such person on the cover of Rolling Stone, or, Star Magazine has, these two people were together, and it's like, oh, they must be dating just because they were at the same restaurant together or something like that. Just that kind of stuff.
Right. Sorry to change gears again. My mind's been bouncing around this entire recording, hasn't it?
Little bit.
A little bit. But somebody asked on Ask FM 2 weeks ago, and I must have missed this one for some reason, but it's definitely one I want to approach. How do I get on Taylor Connect? Reason I want to do that is because if anyone's listening to us, you should also be on Taylor Connect. Those are the official TaylorSwift.com fan community forums. And
And
it's
blogs.
Yeah, blogs, forums, discussions. You get a profile. It's basically the easiest way to describe it is like a Taylor Swift social network. So if you're not on it, you should probably get on it. And to answer your question on how do you get on it, just go to taylorconnect.com. And on the right side of the page, there's a red button that says log in or join. You're going to want to click join. That's pretty much it. And then follow the steps from there. And then you can go through, add friends. You can add us as a friend. Taylor Talk 13 is our account on there.
Yeah, pretty much everything's
That's.
available right from that Taylor Connect menu at the top there. Connect to users, you can search user names there. The blogs, you can go and comment on people's blogs or write your own blog entry. And then the last one's the fan forums, which is just a message forum that, that's where I think the majority of the activity takes place in there. There's different ones there for like Taylor news that's coming out or what's your favorite song. There's also a bunch of games that people play on there, like where you finish songs or say the next lyric or, you know, fun stuff like that. It's cool.
Yeah, I did just notice, though, at the sign-up page, you do have to be 13 or older. So, just thought I'd note that, but it's definitely something to join in on. Steve?
Yes?
I got something for you.
Okay.
You got him a present?
Well, really? it's not for me.
It's not from you?
Hang on, let me just play it.
Hello, Taylor Tart. This is Brian DeBanowitz calling from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm the one that leave you the Twitter messages sometimes, and you guys really don't know how to pronounce my name, but that's all right. I'm going to tell you how to pronounce my name right now. It's Brian DeBanowitz. Brian DeBanowitz. Hopefully I'm saying that right. You guys got me confused. I'm saying my name, but Brian DeBanowitz. That's how you say my name, and I enjoy your show. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening. Thank you so much for your time today, and thanks for putting me on Taylor Talk. It's always a pleasure. Bye.
Nice.
How do you like that, Steve? So we finally know, for those who are just tuning in, it's been an ongoing thing because Steve completely butchered Brian's last name on a previous episode when he submitted.
And now he knows how to say it.
So, yep. Brian, Steve, can you pronounce it for us?
DeBanowitz.
I just heard it. I should know it. Steve, you even confused Brian, the poor guy. He doesn't even know how to say his own name now because of you.
That's all. He'll figure it out. He's good.
Yeah. So, Brian, thank you for that voicemail. I really appreciate your support of the show. I think Steve and Diane do also. But yep. If they don't, I do.
Yep.
We
appreciate
do.
Your tweets and everything else. It's great. I mean, we love interaction. That's what this show's all about, is Ask FM and, you know,
Twitter especially.
So, yeah, exactly. It's great.
Yeah, so I feel like this episode is dried up now. Like, do you guys have anything else to say, or should we go into our very special part of the episode now?
What's our very special? Yeah. I like this part. We should talk about the very special part.
Yeah, so we have got shout outs. You know, there's two that I pulled off. We had a few new reviews on iTunes recently, and I just wanted to share a couple of them. One of them is from Hey, It's Me, 8137, who said, Taylor Talk is by far my favorite podcast to listen to. I love how the show is interactive, and it keeps you up to date on everything Taylor Swift. I even love Adam's jokes. Don't let them knock you down, Adam. Haters gonna hate. Smiley face.
Nice.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yep.
I just wanted to rub that in Steve and Diane's face.
Mm-hmm.
People are very supportive of my jokes.
That's good for them to be supportive of you.
Somebody has to be.
Yep.
Then the next one I saw, there's also a reason I pulled this one out. I just discovered Taylor Talk today. New listener. Hi, new listener.
Hello.
And I think Steve and Adam are awesome and hilarious. That's not what I care about in this, though. She said this. Okay, I do care about that a little bit.
Because you seem to have picked the two ones that compliment you.
They
reviews.
Are all complimentary.
No, but call you out specifically by name.
Whatever. Anyway, so this is a wonderful way to keep up with the goings on in Taylor's world. Definitely going to be listening from now on. So I wanted to point that out because I was getting a hard time when I said goings on. But it is the proper way to say it, is it not?
Who gave you a hard time for that?
Don't worry about it. I don't like to talk about it.
I really want to know now. You can tell me later.
Maybe later.
Okay.
All right. So thank you to you guys who left us some iTunes reviews. That was very nice of you. Appreciate it. Then finally, the shout-outs.
Swifty shout-outs. Woohoo!
Yeah, well, Steve and I promised you guys shout-outs if you nominated us for the podcast awards. And, I hope you guys have another hour or so for us to read this list.
Uh-oh.
Steve, do you want to actually read the very first one, and then I'll just blow through all the rest?
What is the first one?
The first one is there. It's a Twitter. I copied and pasted it from Twitter.
Oh. You mean in the episode guide?
Yes, Steve.
Episode 90 here under the category. Oh,
I was flying by without even looking at the episode guide.
No, episode Steven. 90, Steve. It says shout outs, and there's one name, the first name right there.
All right.
You just learned how to say it. This is why we're waiting for you.
Oh, there it is. It is from Brian DeBanowick.
Yeah, Brian. Thank you for nominating us for the podcast awards.
DeBanowick.
Rest of them that came in from Twitter include at the Raphael David, tswift.com, Evan Holmquist, shout out to Evan, he's been on the show before, Ali_O'Neill, Syrup DL? Not sure how you pronounce that. Lgraves10, Oceanide5, Crests of Waves, Grace_Holden, George Derbez, A Mess of a Dreamer, Ashley Swift1313, and Danish Swifty. So thank you to those of you on Twitter who nominated us.
Thank you.
Next part is a very special shout out to Jen and Asha because they actually nominated us and should have been gotten their shout out on the last episode, but I kind of forgot to put them on the list and I feel really, really, really bad about it.
Well, now they got their own special shout out. So there, that's great.
Exactly. So Jen and Asha, thank you. Asha actually sent us something funny. I know we don't usually do mini segments on this episode, but Asha said, "You know you're Swiftie when you've listened to Taylor talk so many times, you can recite the contact methods by heart when Steve and Diane still can't do it."
She didn't say the last part.
I know, I added the last part.
But it's probably true.
Her actual last part is, "No, really, I absolutely serious, I can."
We should have her try to do the last part.
I know, Asha, send a voicemail doing that, please. And that will be our you know, little going out thing, a little outro on the next episode, if you do that. And do it accurately. Or even if you don't do it accurately, just do it and we'll use it anyway. All right, now. Oh, drum boy. Roll. Yeah, the drum roll. This list, I've got to, like, catch my breath for it. The people that have either emailed or
do you
otherwise.
Want help, or do you want to just run through it all yourself?
Oh, I'm going to go. I'm going to go for it. Ready?
Okay. I want them to get that auctioneer voice and just, like, fly through it.
All right, deep
breath.
One
breath, Adam.
Deep breath. Yep. Ashley, Katie, Krissa, Sophia, Augustine. Augustine, hi, buddy.
Thank you. You're supposed to keep going.
Yeah.
Sarah, Haley, Abby, Bree, Denise, Susie, Caitlin, Abby again, Katie, Deanne, Melissa, Taylor, Kaylee, not Taylor Swift, by the way, different Taylor, Kaylee, Angel, Lisa, Leah, Austin, Misha, Kayla, Beth, Ginger, Callie, Katie, Monica, Danny, Jenna, Bree, Aaron, Cade, Jacqueline, Laura, and Holly.
I know some of them.
That was pretty good.
I did the best I could.
Austin Swift? Was that who that was?
No, that was actually, do you know who that was, Steve? That particular Austin. I'll give her a shout out. It's a female Austin, by the way, not Austin Swift. I actually met her and the one right after, Misha. I rode on the plane back from CMA Fest with them.
Oh, that's cool.
Complete coincidence. I get seated next to these two girls, Austin and Misha, and I became friends with them. That's, I guess, what happens when you have nothing else to do except for sitting in a giant metal tube for several hours in the sky. That's the thank you list. Oh, wait, and then there were two people on Ask FM who didn't leave their name. So shout outs to you guys, too. You know who you are.
Two anonymous people.
Two anonymous people from Ask FM. So seriously, guys, though, thank you for all those nominations. I think all in all, we received well over 100 nominations, which is fantastic considering the fact that you actually had to put in effort and go to the website and enter in the information, hit submit, leave your email and name and all that stuff. So the fact that we got that has been fantastic. For those who have been asking, because I've been asked several times already what the process is from here, there's a 2-week review period where they go through all the podcasts that were nominated, make sure they were eligible. Then on November 1st, voting begins for the podcast awards, and at that point, assuming we get the nomination, we're going to start harassing you again for votes.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Keep our fingers crossed. It would be a huge honor if that were the case, but really, seriously, sincerely, thank you, everybody who participated in that.
Yeah, thank you. It's really nice of you.
It's not often I set aside my sarcasm and offer a sincere thank you. Steve, thank the people.
Well, thank you.
So, and just a quick reminder before we leave, we have the ultimate, awesome, most coolest ever contest going on right now. So many of you have entered. It's been going for 3 days now, and we already have somewhere around 1,200 entries, which blows my mind that that many people have gone onto our website and entered this, but it is
Wait, a really cool prize. 1,200 entries?
Yes.
It's somewhere around there. You want the exact number as of right now in real time?
How did that happen?
You want the real time number, Diane?
Yeah, I do.
All right, it's loading right now. Okay, real time number, 1,138. So we're 62 short from 1,200.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so guys, remember, that's a huge prize pack. It's our Taylor Swift Through the Years contest. It's got all the tour books, bunch of old CDs, including a very, very valuable, very rare deluxe edition of Taylor's first album. And, of course, a Taylor Talk t-shirt's included in there, among other things. So if you want to enter, don't be discouraged by the 1,100 people that have already entered, because, you know, the more people that enter, the less your chances are. But if you don't enter at all, your chance is zero. So,
yes. And I believe you can also enter every day, can't you?
I think so. It is a third party bit of software. I have nothing to do with this. It's an entry form, and then the winner gets chosen, and I mail off the big package to them. But it is open to everybody in the world. It's not limited by country. Everyone in the world can enter. And for those of you international listeners out there, I know I'm rambling and I'll shut up in 2 seconds, but I've had a lot of feedback from international listeners, a lot of exciting feedback from them, because apparently a lot of the merchandise we included in this package is not available out of the U.S.
Ooh.
Hmm.
So definitely go check out taylortalk.org/contest and enter. That's long and the short.
So all it takes is one chance.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
That was punny, Steve.
A little bit. Of course, I'm talking about the soundtrack.
The movie.
For the movie that has
not the actual
Sweeter Than Fiction on it.
Yeah, Sweeter Than Fiction. I know what
that's
it
is. That's coming out soon, isn't it? We're going to get that.
Soon.
Yep.
So, so which one of you guys wants to do the contact method since Asha's not here for us? Do you want me to do it?
Don't all jump at once, right? Wait, is it listed there? Wait, it was listed in the last episode.
It's not. It was, Steve. It's not there now. But I'll just. Do you want to try, Steve, or do you want me to just do it?
I'll try.
Give me
1 second here. It happens to be. Let's see. All right. You can. Wait.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Steve.
Wait, I'm ready. I'm ready now. I got it up. All right. So you can make sure that you subscribe to us on iTunes. You can contact
Where do they go to subscribe on iTunes?
To iTunes?
taylortalk.org/iTunes.
All right. Well, that one wasn't in here. All right.
Steve already butchered it.
I'm trying. There's many ways that you can contact us. You can email us. TaylorTalk@taylorswift13.org. You can Twitter, Facebook, Taylor Connect us at TaylorTalk13. You can leave us a voicemail if you are in the United States or Canada to 240-31-SWIFT. If you are international, you can go to taylortalk.org and leave us a voicemail. It's right on the page there. And make sure to submit us some questions for next midweek episode at ask.fm/TaylorTalk13.
Steve, that was much better.
I'm getting there.
Yay.
However, I have one critique again. You forgot that U.S. and Canadian listeners can also text area code 240-31-SWIFT.
Well, it's good to know.
You forgot the text message. So, yeah, I guess that wraps it up for episode 90, everybody. It was a lovely time.
It was. And our live show's coming up.
It is. That's what I forgot to mention with the contest. Steve, I'm glad you brought that up. Contest winners or contest entrants, people that have entered the contest. If you want to find out if you won or not, tune into our live episode on November 2nd. Mark the calendar.
At 3 p.m. Pacific time.
6 p.m. Eastern time. Does anyone remember the London time?
11 p.m.
11.
The next day, it's at 9 a.m. on November 3rd, which is a Sunday in Australia.
You can't just say Australia. You have to say Sydney time.
Sydney, because Australia.
Sydney, Melbourne, you know, they're all on that time zone. However, what if somebody is from the west coast of Australia?
We've had some tweets about that.
Yeah. All right, guys. We will see. We'll see you all Monday. It'll be a good time. Monday episode. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.